This week's Parsha, Parsha's Veschan and Shabbos Nachamu. So there's a lot to say the following. You know, the Gemara says in Masech Sota, Moshe Rabbeinu v'kones l'aretz. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go to Eretz Yisrael? V'chilechel mipirya v'lesbo mituva? He wants to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael? Is that why he wanted to go in? So the Gemara says, no, that's not why. Gemara Sota Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara says he went in, he wanted to go in because he wanted to be able to do the mitzvahs that you could only perform in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he wanted to go in. Not just to eat the fruits of the land. Rav Shechter once said over a word, I think he said Rav Gerelik said it over, it could be it's from the Brisker Rav, that in the Alamichia, what do we say in the Alamichia? In a whole mituva. In other words, we say we want to go So isn't that contradicting? It seems that we want to go in. So Rav Gerelik said over, Rav Shachter said over Rav Gerelik, I think maybe it's from the Brisker Rav, that the idea is lechol b'piryo v'svol mituva, and that bracha is referring to the mitzvah of kerem revai, netter revai. That there's a mitzvah lechol b'piryo just to eat from the fruits of the Eretz Israel. So it might be a nice thing, but that's not why they wanted to go in. But to eat, to take the fourth year is the mitzvah of taking to Yerushalayim and eating the fruits of the netter revai of the kerem revai. So that would be a mitzvah, and that's what perhaps the bracha is referring to. Is lechol mipirio v'svol mituva is v'aleinu v'nei Yerushalayim. It's the peiros that we go v'nei Yerushalayim v'aleinu l'socho. In other words, what's the peiros of Yerushalayim? The peiros of Yerushalayim is the bringing the peiros to Yerushalayim of the fourth year, which itself is a mitzvah. But just tam lechol mipirio v'svol mituva, that's not what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do, and that's not what we are yearning to do as well. So this is a very important yisod, the idea of individuals that are mishtoikek to do mitzvahs. And a lot of times, Parshas Veschanan, always, I always like to speak about the mitzvah of mezuzah. But sometimes you go to people's houses and they're mevatel, a mitzvah's essay. In other words, if you own a house, you have a mitzvah essay to put on a mezuzah. If you don't own a house, you just rent the house, you also have to put it up. According to most poskim, it's only a din derabbanan. But no one could think, you know, sometimes you go into someone's house and then half the rooms don't have mezuzahs. They say, oh, we're getting to it. We're getting to it. What do you mean you're getting to it? In other words, once you buy a house and you live and you own the house, you have a chiyuv right away to put up a mezuzah. So the Gemara says in Pesachim, mezuzah chovas hadar, that it has to be, you have to live there. But as soon as you go there and live there, then there's a chiyuv right away. You don't get any dispensation. And if you don't put up a mezuzah right away, then you mevatel a mitzvah sese. In other words, we know that there's two types of There's mitzvah sase, mitzvah lo sase. So mitzvah lo sase that you do, you get malchus for. But if a mitzvah sase that you don't do, you mevatel mitzvah sase. So there's no avera, meaning it's a bittel sase, like Rav Shechter said, and it's brought down in the Shem Yishmuel and others, that there are two types of gehenims. There's the gehenim shal eish and gehenim shal shelig. That's why a person, maximum the sentence of Gehenim is 12 months, right? That's why we don't, when someone says Kaddish, they don't say it for all 12 months, because then that would say that their relative is a Rosh HaGomer, that he gets the full sentence. So the minhag is to say it for 11 months, this, because we don't want to say that Chas v'Shalom, our relative is a Rosh HaGomor that needs our Kaddish for 12 months. So we say it for 11 months. But the 12 months are the 6 months of Gehenim Shel Eish. That means a person violated, like Shechta said, he warms up to violate an Avera, the passion for Avera. And Gehenim Shel Shelem, as Shechta pointed out, means he cools down and he doesn't do a mitzvah. And in other words, if you don't sit in the sukkah or you don't eat shake the lulav and you don't eat the matzah, so that's a bittul mitzvah essay. And a bittul mitzvah essay is the Gehenim Shel Shelek. So the 6 months of Gehenim Shel Eish and 6 months of Gehenim Shel Shelek, that's the maximum. That's the maximum sentence. And so that's what we have to realize, that when we say for many mitzvahs, say this week's parashi of the mitzvah mezuzah, that because I see a lot of times the hisrashlus, that sometimes people are renovating and they really have a chiyuv mezuzah right away, and they just say, oh, when we get around to it, we'll put it up. In fact, one fellow just said he just bought a co-op and he's having somebody write special mezuzahs for him. But in the meantime, he was looking for to get mezuzahs. You know, he asked me if there's a mezuzah gemach in the community so he could put up the mezuzahs right away. Because if he doesn't put it up right away, he realizes he's a Talmud Chacham. He realizes that he'll violate a mitzvah's essay of and that's a bittul mitzvah's essay. And again, a bittul mitzvah's essay, you don't get any punishment in this world. It's only you get punishment in this world. Mitzvah losa, say you eat chazer, you get malchus. But if you don't do the mitzvah essay in this world, you don't get any. There's no punishment. Only in the Olam HaEmes when there's the Gehenim Shel Eish. But a mitzvah losa say you get punishment in this world as well. When there was a Sanhedrin, today we don't have a Sanhedrin, so we can't give Malchus. We don't have the real Smicha, so we don't give the real Malchus b'zman hazeh. But there's a chiyuv Malchus, and that's why the Bechor Shor writes, how come schar mitzvah b'hayal maleka? There's no schar for mitzvahs in this world, right? That's what the Gemara says in Kedushin. The sky you get from mitzvahs is the Olam HaEmes. He says, so he explains, why not? Because since there's no onesh for the Averis in this world, in other words, because since there's no onesh for the bittul of a mitzvah, essay, so then there's no schar for the kiyum essay. Except for two mitzvahs that you get schar in this world. What are the two mitzvahs that you get schar in this world for? Pesach and Milah. Why? Because these are the two mitzvahs that if you don't do, you get punishment in this world. Why? Because these are the only two mitzvahs that if you don't do, you're chayiv karis. If you don't shake lulav, you're not chayiv karis. If you don't put on tefillin, you're not chayiv karis. But if you don't bring the korban Pesach, you're chayiv karis. And karis means that you're going to get chas v'sholem diminished years in this world. And if you don't do milah, Yechayiv Karis in this world. So since for Pesach and Mila, you get punished for not doing it, so for doing it, you get schar as well. All other mitzvahs that you don't get punished for not doing them in this world, you don't get schar for doing it. So the only two mitzvahs that you get punished in this world, if you don't do it, is Pesach and Mila. If you don't bring the Korban Pesach and you don't do Mila, then you get punished. What's the punishment in this world? Karis. Karis means, according to some opinions, you're going to live shorter. So you're going to get punished in this world. So when you do it, you get schar in this world. But any other mitzvah that you don't do in this world, says the Bechor Shor, then you're not going to get schar in. You're not going to punish for not doing it, so you don't get schar for doing it. And that's why the Lev Aryeh expounds and says, but Pesach and Mila is going to be different. So, but the mitzvah's essay of mezuzah, a lot of times it's only derabbanan. When it's a rental, it's only derabbanan because it's not beisecha. It's not your house. It's not beisecha. But so it's only derabbanan, as both poskim say. But when you buy it, then it's a daraisa. And then, you know, a lot of times people, as I said, people think they have time. But if it's a rental, so then in Chutz La'aretz you have 30 days. You can put it up, you have a 30-day respite to put it up. But when you buy it, it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, and the chiyuv d'oraisa sets in right away. So that's a very important yisod that this is a mitzvah's essay, and that very often people violate, and therefore one should be nisa. Another mitzvah's essay in this week's parsha is Zochars Yom HaShabbos L'Katcho, and that's the mitzvah of Kiddush. And there's a machlokas where the Kiddush is daraisa, but the question is, a Kiddush on wine, is that daraisa or not? Is Kiddush on wine daraisa? So it's a machlokas. Somebody showed him in Masechtas Nazir, it's a machlokas. Rashi holds that Kiddush on wine is daraisa. So that's why, whenever possible, I was discussing this with my friend Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman, who thought like this, that whenever possible, one should make Kiddush on wine and not on grape juice, because grape juice is a whole question where the grape juice really has the din of wine. The question about grape juice is that grape juice, things, there are additives in the grape juice to stop the possibility for the wine to be to ferment and intoxicate. So even though the halacha is, the Gemara says above Abasa, Sochet Odom Eshkol Sha'al Anovim V'Omer Alav Kiddush Hayom, that you could, on Friday, you could squeeze the grapes, and on Shabbos you'll make Kiddush, even though the grapes yet didn't ferment. The grapes didn't ferment yet. But since it potentially could ferment, then it has a din of wine. Even though it's always better to have, when it actually does ferment, and therefore, like my Talmud, Rabbi Ben Skaidel, always likes to point out from the Chinuch, that the mitzvah of Kiddush is that the wine makes you happy and makes you in a certain mood. So it's always so. But put something in to the wine, to the grape juice, that won't let it ferment, then there are shitas that hold that's not considered wine anymore. And therefore, you wouldn't be a yotze the mitzvah of, as Rabbi Yaakov Hava was pointing out, the mitzvah of Kiddush. So if it's always possible to have, we shouldn't think that grape juice and wine are, even though it's like Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman says, even though it says on the bottles, kosher on the Kiddush, without kosos, Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman, it's not so kosher that if you could have wine for the Kiddush, it's always better. It's especially according to Rashi, it's a mitzvah's essay. If Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Katcho, Zachrei Ol Hayayin. So that's another example in this week's Parsha. So again, the first example was the example of mezuzah, that there's a chiyuv right away. If you buy the house, it's a chiyuv right away. And if you don't put it up, you violate the mitzvah's essay. And again, there's no punishment in this world, but there's still the gehenim shel esh, the gehenim shel shelag, rather. The gehenim shel shelag by not doing mitzvahs. And mitzvah's essay midaraisa and zochas yom ha'kabash l'katcho is also a mitzvah's essay. Another important mitzvah's essay in this week's parsha is Kibbutz Av V'Em. And I think that's a very important, people mazalzel in Kibbutz Av V'Em to do to do things to help the parents, to service the parents. We don't realize, we take it for granted how important the mitzvah of Kivur Aveim is. The Marik says that when it comes, and this comes up a lot when I deal with young adults in yeshiva, about the question is, do you have, is the mitzvah Kivur Aveim when it comes to shiduchim? This comes up a lot, that there are machlokasim between parents and their son or daughter about who they should marry. And the question is this part of Kibbutz Aveim? First of all, so the Marik says that perhaps it's not part of Kibbutz Aveim. In other words, some posts can point out, as Shechter mentioned, the Netziv, that if it's the Shidduch is going to bring a bizoyon to the family, you know, based on, you know, that's a different story. But regularly speaking, you know, now it could be it's a good Eitzah. Sometimes parents have more life experience than they could. But sometimes it's just a situation where the parents sometimes are not giving the right advice to the, and sometimes it becomes a big thing. I can tell you stories of situations. So Kibbutz Aveim, that Kibbutz Aveim usually means to serve it, like the chef always says, to servants your parents, give them to, if they can't drink, eat, to put on their clothing. The question is, does Kibbutz Aveim really mean that you have to listen to them? You know, so that's a discussion, because it doesn't say in the Gemara that you have to listen to your parents. It says you have to mechabed them in terms of machil umashke. You have to give them, if they can't eat on their own, you have to provide, help them eat, help them get dressed. It doesn't say you have to. So the Sefer HaMakna, that's the haflaw. The Sefer HaMakna says, but you're not allowed to contradict your parents. You're not allowed to, if your parent is saying something and now you're going to contradict what they say, that lo soser es dvarav. That's mora aveim. That's the idea of yira to your parent. So the question is that only contradicting verbally? Or if you don't listen, that's also contradicting, right? So many, some hold that no, it's only if you verbally contradict them. But if you don't, they want you to do this. They want you to go to this yeshiva. You want to go to a different yeshiva. They want you to, you know, be a doctor, and you don't want to be a doctor. You think these are, you know, but these are real realities of life. Where parents want their kids, they decide also what profession their kids should, who they should marry. And I could tell you, you know, stories you won't believe that, you know, but sometimes, but technically speaking, so the Machna says, if you don't listen, that's like contradicting them. That's the Sefer Machna, that you have to listen to your parents also, because then that's a violation of Mora, Sosa Dvarv. And others say no. Sosa Dvarv means when you verbally Sosa Dvarv, when your parents saying this and you say this. But it's brought down in this one of the Svarim that the key of Kibbutz Aveim is Lasas Nachas Ruach. Well, we say Nachas, you know, they have Nachas. Nachas is Nachas Ruach to the parents. So that's a very important yisod, to give Nachas to the parents. But at sometimes, if the parent, you know, sometimes the parent is right. This shidduch maybe is not a good idea. But I've seen in life that sometimes and Baruch Hashem, I had a push for Talmidim to get the shidduch that they really want, and you know, even though it's a uphill battle with the parent, if I see that the parent doesn't have grounds to nix a shidduch, but that's a very important mitzvah. Kabeinus avicha v'simecha. It's a mitzvah daraisa, and it's arichas yamim. So it's something we could take very seriously, but that doesn't mean that that you always have to listen to your parents, that might not be included. And especially the Ramah quotes from the Marik when it comes to Shiduchim. That's now, again, just because it's not part of Kibbutz Aveim doesn't mean so that sometimes a lot of times the parents are more wiser and have more life experience, and the kids should listen. But the strict halacha of Kibbutz Aveim would not necessarily apply in that halacha, says the Marik, when it comes to Shiduchim. So we start off the shiur with Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says it's not because he just wants to eat the fruit of the land. He wants to do mitzvahs he can't do. So then the question that Rav Gerelik asked, but don't we say in the Alamichya, right? So doesn't it say beferish that we want to go into Eretz Yisrael to eat the Paris? So that's Rav Gerelik said over, and maybe it's from the Brisk Rav, Shechna said it over. It's going on the Vnei Yushalayim. It's the Paris of Yushalayim. What's the Paris of Yushalayim? Net Derevai. And that's a mitzvah. And it's referring to not Stam Paris, but the Paris that you're going to eat in Yushalayim of the fourth year, that's a mitzvah. And then we discussed the mitzvah of mezuzah. We discussed the mitzvah of mezuzah of that there's a chova right away. And mevatel the chova, if you move in and you don't put up the mezuzah on the first day, then you violate a mitzvah esei. And then we said kiddush, according to Rashi and Nazir, kiddush is an ayayin is daraisa, and therefore we pointed out that according to some poskim, it's always better to have wine and not grape juice for the kiddush of Friday night. Like my friend Rabbi Yaakov Havan pointed out, Shabbos lunch is a different thing. Because Shabbos lunch is not the rice of the kiddush. According to the Rive, it's not even kiddush. It's just a bar piragafen. The question is it really considered kiddush or not? You know, we had a shaila last week. We took kiddush out of the. Usually we have leftover wine, so I keep it in the fridge. I put on the rubber cover, the rubber stopper. And what happened was one of the kids opened up the fridge and the stopper got popped off, and my wife put it on the counter. And then I came home later. I saw that the wine was uncovered on the counter for hours. So there's a question of Mayim Megulim, Yayin Megula, that if the wine is uncovered, then, you know, so when there was snakes around, you weren't supposed to drink it because they was afraid that a snake would put the poison in it. Today, Baruch Hashem, we don't have the snakes around. But it's still brought down a Shulchan Aruch. It's still not right to make Kiddush on Yayin Megula. So I said, what are we going to do for next week? So I said like this. I opened for Friday night, I opened up a new bottle to make Kiddush Friday night. And it wasn't such a big bottle between the whole, we finished it Friday night. But the Shabbos morning, since some poskim hold that maybe it's only if it's exposed overnight. Here it wasn't exposed overnight. So for Shabbos morning kiddush, I was makel, and I used the one that was a little bit open for a couple of hours for the Shabbos, because Shabbos morning kiddush is definitely not daraisa. But so that's the second daraisa, and then we spoke about kibbur aveim, which is a daraisa, and then we discussed when to apply it, whether perhaps it doesn't apply to shiduchim, except as like Rav Shechter pointed out, and Tziv says it could be that if it's this shidduch is going to be a bizoyan to the family, you know, sometimes people think, oh, if they're not, you know, but it has to be a reasonable what's called a bizoyan. You know, where some people think, if you don't marry into such a hutch of a family, that's a bizayin to me. You don't have a right to say that. That's a bizayin. Because if they're nice, erlicha people, even though they're not, people have different sometimes things. And, I was once brought to a din Torah by a father who didn't like the fact that I supported a certain shidduch. in the end, the dying paskin like me in the end. And Baruch Hashem, the marriage was always good. They're always happy marriage. But the father didn't feel that this is this shidduch is good for him. It was good for his son. He didn't think it was good for him. And so we had a dintorah over it. He wanted it. I didn't want to have a dintorah. I thought it was great. But Baruch Hashem, the dayan understood the situation, and we made shalom, and they have a nice, happy, healthy family, Baruch Hashem. But okay, so let me just conclude. I apologize for I apologize for the delay in the thing here. There is a gematria. Nachamu, Nachamu. Is gematria what? Yitzchak. How about that? Nachamu, Nachamu, 208. The two Nachamus, Nachamu, Nachamu is gematria Yitzchak. So I'm sure I could probably spend, giving different, I have to give a drasha over Shabbos. Hopefully I'll say a different drasha on that. But for what I'm going to tell you now, Nachamu, Nachamu. Is because how did we start this year today? That the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu is to be able to do mitzvahs. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be able to have an opportunity to do mitzvahs that he wouldn't be able to do otherwise. So he says to Hashem, please let me into Eretz Yisrael. So when you speak about Yitzchak, a lot of things come to mind. But the Akedas Yitzchak is like one of the most. So what did happen by Akedas Yitzchak? Vayivaka atze ola. Avram Avinu took the chopped wood, and he carried it for 3 days. Imagine that, how hard that must have been. So one of the mashgichim once said the following. He says, what's the godless that Avram Avinu was carrying the wood? He says, because Avram Avinu could have said the following. You know what, Yitzchak, we're going to go to the site of the Akedah. Hopefully there won't be any wood there. So then I'll say, tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, no, I tried, but there was no wood there. So I'm putter from the mitzvah. But that's if you really don't want to do a mitzvah. So you hope that, it'll work out that you could, you'll have a good excuse. But Avram Avinu, when he did the mitzvah, he said, no, this is a mitzvah. This is what Hashem wants. And I'm going to bring the wood with me. Because maybe there won't be wood, and then I won't be able to do it. So I'm going to carry the wood for 3 days, so I won't have an excuse. That's the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Nachamu Nachamu, the nechama in that in this world, like the Vilna Gaon said, is a world of opportunity. In this world, the Vilna Gaon was crying before he died, and the Talmidim saying, "Why are you crying? You're going to go to Olam Haba. You're the Vilna Gaon. What's the cry?" He said, "I'm crying because in this world, for a couple of pennies, I can buy tzitzit to do a mitzvah. When it comes to Olam Ha'emes, there's no mitzvah opportunities anymore. That's why I'm crying." So even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Nachamu, Nachamu, we have the midah of Akedas Yitzchak, of being able to do a mitzvah and not to look for an excuse. And there's a Chasam Sofer that says in the Drasha, and now that we're, we're post Tisha B'Av, so we're already thinking about Elul and Yom Naraim, Al Chet Shechatanu L'Fanecha Be'Ones Uveratzon, we say. So the Chasam Sofer says, I understand Al Chet Shechatanu L'Fanecha Be'Ratzon. You did a Chet Be'Ratzon, so I understand that you, you have to clap al chait. But onus, if something came up, it was an onus. It's not your fault. So why do you have to clap al chait? So the Chasam Sofer says, you know why? Chet shechatan ufanech ba'onus of ratzon means that some people have to have a ratzon to have an onus. In other words, they're supposed to go to some place, but they don't want to go. So they're hoping, you know, like the kids, young kids want to have a snowstorm so they'll have a day off. You know, now these days with Zoom, you know, you have to go to school even when there's a snow day because you have Zoom. But people, you know, I don't want to go to this whatever, but it doesn't look good if I don't go. So I'm hoping there's some excuse I have I'm hoping for an onus. So he says, Chasam Sofer says, that's what you're clapping al chet for. Al chet shechatan ulfanecha, but onus of ratzon means the ratzon to have an onus so you'll have an excuse because really deep down you really didn't want it. The opposite of Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu wants to do the mitzvah. So therefore, even though he could have said, I'm not taking, it's not normal to ask me to take the firewood for 3 days on the trip. I'll go to the site of the Akedah and hopefully I'll show up there. There won't be any wood. And I'll say to Ribbono Shalom, you see, I tried, but it didn't work out. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the three mitzvahs that I pointed out, the mitzvah of mezuzah and the mitzvah of Kiddush al Hayayin and the mitzvah of Kivar Ave'im. Three mitzvahs in this week's parsha that sometimes people cut corners on, and that's our goal, that we should never say that we're trying to get out of a mitzvah. And that's the Gemara says in Menachos that even Rischa, when Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry, so then he punishes people for trying to get out of a mitzvah. But that's the nechama we have. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but look, we're still in this world, and this world is the world of Asiya, world of opportunity, and there's so many things we could do. You can call up somebody to wish them a good Shabbos. So many, you know, things that we see, little things. You just say a good word to your neighbor. You make him, you know, you don't know how much, you know, there's a famous story with the Vilna Gaon that the two women made a deal that that whoever goes to Olam Haba first will reveal themselves to the other person of what's going on there. And they gave a story to somebody. There was an Oni who was passing by, and there were two people, and one of them gave a wave. One of them didn't. And he said, you don't realize, one of them came back, he said, you don't realize how much that little hand, that little motion that made somebody feel good, how expensive it was, how much tzchar there was in the Olam HaEmes for a little thing. You know, this is the world of Asiya, the world of opportunity to make people feel good, to do mitzvahs, to do things that even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but we have Nachamu, Nachamu, Gematria Yitzchak, that we're going to learn from the Akedas Yitzchak how Avraham acted not to try to get out of things. In the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, that all it meant is to bring him up. You didn't have to shecht him and the whole thing. But that's only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say. Avram tried his best. Avram tried his best. And that's what we have to do in this world. We have to say, Chova Mitzvah, I want to be able to fulfill it the best way I can. I want to, if I have a Chiv Kiddush al Hayayin, I wanted to make sure that the yayin is the proper yayin. If it is a chova to make to put up a mezuzah, I'm going to make sure that it's up the first day, because after the first day I lose a mitzvah. I'm going to make sure kibbutz av ha'eim is my parents such a chush of a thing. I'm going to make sure to do the mitzvah the hidur gadol. And that's Be'ez Hashem. So when we come now to Shabbos Nachamu, 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 Ami, Gematria, Gematria Yitzchak. And Be'ez Hashem, this should be the beginning of the Shiva de Nechemta, and all these 7 weeks should be his man of Chizuk, of Nechama, of positive outlook of what we have, even though we're still yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the ultimate. But at least we have a nechama that we have this world of the Olam HaAsiyah, be able to do mitzvahs, and Be'ez Hashem, that should be That should be our goal. That should be our nechama. Be'ez Hashem.